From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, tonight, thank you for gathering us again. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the journey we are on. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Speak to us like never before. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Welcome tonight, those who missed last night. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, I believe, from verse 1. For the sake of those who were not around last night, we will just read it, yes, until we get to. My message is, how can I say thanks, isn't it? Is that what I'm preaching about? How can I say thanks? And I'm saying that for us as a church, you see, we have to learn to apply the biblical culture. When I say biblical culture, there's a way in Bible times things were done. And in that same way is what we are supposed to have things done. We can't live independent. You can't say that you are a Christian and then live differently from what the Bible talks about. It doesn't work like that. If you do that, you regret. You feel sorry about it. Maybe you will not see it, but when you cross over, you see that you won't get a good place to go. Are you with me? Many people don't think of the next world. But you have to think about the next world. You have to think about the next world so much that you have to control yourself in this world here. Bible says, broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And the Bible says many people are on that road. But it says that narrow is the way and small is the gate that lead to eternal life. And there are only few people on that road. So the things that many people do, you have to understand that once you see many people doing something, you have to be careful about it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So as Christians, we have been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ to live a new life. Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So there's a certain way we need to live our lives. It's like a culture, the Christian culture. Do you understand? And so in a season like this, Christmas season, it's about church and not about eating and drinking. I mean, there's nothing about the Christmas story that there's food and drinks. I don't know who introduced food and drinking Christmas time. Yeah, it was actually gifts to Jesus. It was about rejoicing. The rejoicing to go and see who this king is, who this newborn king is. It was not about black cake and pepper pot and about dance and discos and all these things. It's the world that has tried to, you know, take our attention off the main thing. So when we say this is a time for convention, Thanksgiving convention, you must be the first to come. Especially if you're a Christian and you really understand what God wants to do with us. Do you get it? Because, I mean, I don't know what you'll be doing tonight. Tomorrow morning is church. We'll come tomorrow night. And then Tuesday is what? Is it third? It's this season's church. I mean, if you are a Christian and church is not your main place, I'm not sure whether you have enrolled well. Do you get it? So we are having Christmas. I'm saying that I just fall short of announcing it. I don't have any way of announcing these things. Yes, in my small world here. But any pastor who didn't have church on Christmas Day should be fired, should resign. Yeah. Any church that didn't meet on Christmas Day should be closed down. I, as the Bishop of Guyana, I close every church down that they didn't meet on Christmas Day. Yes. What are you doing? Somebody was telling me today that she has a relative who goes to a church. And they didn't have a church on Christmas Day because the pastor asked the congregation, who wants to come to church on Christmas Day? And only one person said they will come. So he said, okay, majority carries a vote, so no church on Christmas Day. You see, you are being led by somebody else, so you think that Christmas Day service is normal. Until you join another church, Julius, then you realize that It's not the same. And that is what makes us live our lives in a certain way. We will live our lives not appreciating the things we have. So the Bible says that after Hezekiah had faithfully carried out this work, King Sennacherib of Assyria invaded Judah. He laid siege to the fortified towns, giving orders for his army to break through their walls. Verse 2 says that, when Hezekiah realized that Sennacherib also intended to attack Jerusalem, he consulted with his officials and military advisors. You see, when you have a problem, you call Pastor James. Yeah. Now, the IJK Church, you should tell them that when you got man problems, don't call Bishop. Call Pastor Keith or Pastor James. Bishop, 2020, Bishop don't deal with no man problems no more. I deal with demons and principalities and powers. I am to demonology. Yeah, I'm not, man problems, yeah, call Pastor Michaelis. It's small problem. Oh, call Pastor James from the Safe Church. He'll pray for you. Anytime you call, he'll be ready to receive you and pray for you. And his prayer works also. If you call Bishop, Bishop will give you 2 weeks appointment, 2 months appointment. You don't want to wait too long. You can call Pastor James after service. He'll make time to see you right away. Bishop might not see you until 2 months later. So he consulted. It's very good to consult. Anytime you face a challenge, it's very good to consult. Consultation is very good. Yeah. Find out, what do I do? What do you think I should do? Don't be in the habit of just doing things your own way. You'll get lost. Mm-hmm. You'll be lost. So he consulted his officials and military advisors, people who are experienced in a certain field. Don't talk to friends about things they don't know anything about. And they decided to stop the flow of the springs outside the city. Verse 4 says, they organized a huge work crew to stop the flow of the springs, cutting off the brook that ran through the fields. For they said, why should the kings of Assyria come here and find plenty water? 5. Then Hezekiah worked hard at repairing all the broken sections of the wall, erecting towers and constructing the second wall outside the first. He also reinforced the supporting terraces in the city of David and manufactured large numbers of weapons and shields. Verse 6, isn't it? 6 says, he appointed military officers over the people and assembled them before him in the square at the city gate. Then Hezekiah encouraged them by saying, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria or his mighty army, for there is a power far greater on our side. I said there's a power far greater on our side. If you believe it, shout yes. Yeah, there is a power far greater on our side. You see, that is why I believe that unless these evil forces are confronted, for them to realize that there's a power far greater on our side, they will not keep quiet. Guyana will forever settle with one God, one peaceful country with all three religions, until and unless some Christians rise up to challenge these Hindus and these Muslims.
Unless we have people who are not afraid. You see, it's very interesting how people, I mean, the Warlock people will tell you, the president of Warlock, Kevin will tell you, you can find guns in Warlock. People kill people without any feelings, any fear. I mean, people don't care whether they'll go to jail for life or not. Once they are angry, they get an online ceasefire arm, they'll shoot and they'll just face it. But you see, when it comes to Christianity, we are like chicken. You can't say on Facebook that, you know, Kester Dean was in trouble. Because the demon that controls the country says that all of us are the same. All of us are the same? Do we all get the same type of jobs and the same type of treatment in this country here? How long have you been looking for something in this, your own country, that you are a citizen of, that you have not gotten? We are all not the same. They can't force us to treat everybody the same. And of course, if we are all the same, fine, but the gods that we serve are not the same. And you have to say it. You have to be very, very open about these things. It's not the same. I don't care whether I offend a Hindu, or I offend a pandit, or I offend whoever. My Bible tells me that it is not the same. The Bible I read tells me that it is not the same. It is not the same. It's not the same. Why? When you read the Bible, you don't understand what is in the Bible? It's not the same. God is not in the form of a monkey. God doesn't have six hands. God is not a woman. Lakshmi is not God. Shiva is not God. Vishnu, Bishram, whatever, Hussein, Yasar, Muhammad, all of them are not gods. They were all created. They were all created by one person who is God of the heavens, the God of the earth, and the God of everywhere. They were all created. There's someone who created all these people. Once upon a time, they were on the good side. Once upon a time. Now they are on the bad side and they are trying to present themselves as equal. When you read the Bible, you should know. You can't misinterpret the Bible. It's not the same. It's not the same. So he says, there is a power. Hezekiah was telling the people of Israel, he said, you know what? Forget about Sennacherib. What he's coming with and what we have is not the same. It is not. He says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of devils. I saw on Facebook yesterday, somebody said that APNU supporters, you shouldn't be afraid of the PPP flags that they've started mounting on the post now. I said, look at somebody. So again, you can't, don't be afraid of that which is coming on you. Don't be afraid of 2020. Don't be afraid of what 2020 holds, because there's a power that is on our side that is far greater than what is coming. Oh. We are not afraid. We are not afraid. Yeah, they should unleash all their weapons. We are here for them. They rather should be afraid. We'll send all of them to hell before their time. Mm-hmm. So he encouraged them. He said, be encouraged. For there is a power far greater on our side than the one that is coming, isn't it? And he goes on in verse 8 and say, he may have a great army, but they are merely men. We have the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles for us. Those demons, they are created beings. The one who created them is on our side. Yeah. You must be encouraged as a Christian and be bold and be strong. Yeah, and say, hey, no matter what comes my way, the one who lives in me, the one who created me, is far greater than you who is trying to bring things into my head. He says what? Hezekiah's words greatly encouraged the people. I hope you're encouraged tonight. So whilst King Sennacherib of Assyria was still besieging the town of Lachish, he sent his officers to Jerusalem with this message for Hezekiah and all the people in the city. So the guy is playing propaganda. He's trying to scare Hezekiah and the people of God. And that's what happens. Yes, I remember when we were going to have our Christmas service in Samaria, the devil said that we will see. We will see what he will do to the members when they come to Samaria. Yeah, we want to have a very beautiful service right there. Yeah. The propaganda, we are not afraid of that. Yeah. So in his letter, this is what he wrote. He says, this is what King Sennacherib of Assyria says. What are you trusting in that makes you think you can survive my siege of Jerusalem? Apparently, he was ignorant. Hezekiah has said, the Lord our God will rescue us from the king of Assyria. Surely Hezekiah is misleading you, sentencing you to death by famine and thirst. Don't you realize that Hezekiah is the very person who destroyed all the Lord's shrines and altars? He commanded Judah and Jerusalem to worship only at the altar, at the temple, and to offer sacrifices on it alone. Surely, you must realize what I and the other kings of Assyria before me have done to all the people of the earth. Were any of the gods of those nations able to rescue their people from my power? Hey, the guy he can brag. Which of their gods was able to rescue its people from the destructive power of my predecessors? What makes you think your God can rescue you from me? Hey, Sennacherib. You wait what is coming for Sennacherib. Wait for what is coming for the devil who is trying to speak around your life. Don't let Hezekiah deceive you, Sennacherib writes. Don't let him fool you like this. I say it again. No god of any nation or kingdom has ever yet been able to rescue his people from me or my ancestors. How much less would your God rescue you from my power? Who gave you that power? And Sennacherib's officers further mocked the Lord God and his servant Hezekiah, heaping insult upon insult. The king also sent letters scorning the Lord, the God of Israel. He wrote, just as the gods of all the other nations failed to rescue their people from my power, so the God of Hezekiah will also fail. Hey. This is highly disrespectful. This is disrespect to the highest level. And verse what? 18, 17. The king also sent letters scorning the Lord, the God of... We read that. 18 says, the Assyrian officials who brought the letters shouted this in Hebrew to the people gathered on the walls of the city, trying to terrify them so it would be easier to capture the city. These officers talked about the God of Jerusalem as though he were one of the pagan gods made by human hands. Then King Hezekiah, because all the monkey gods you see around Georgetown, it's human beings who make them. Yeah. All the things they build, all the flags, it's human beings who make them. But the God that you and I serve, you can't even imagine how he looks. You can't even imagine how he stays. This is not fantastic. How can you now convince me that the God, the Hindu gods and the God I serve, they are the same? God is not a snake. God can never be a snake. Snake is never a good animal in the kingdom of God. So when I see snake in your house, that one of your gods is in the form of a snake, I don't read my Bible. Like, I don't know what is going on. Snake? Anybody who sees a snake wants to kill a snake. Hardly do people want to say, hello, snake. Come, snake, come. Come. Hardly do people embrace snake. and then you have snakes in your house, and then you say that it's a god. You are definitely following something different from the God that I'm following. He is the creator. He's not the creation. We don't worship the creation. We worship the creator, not the creation. We worship the creator, the one who created what you are worshiping. He is the one we are serving. His name is God Almighty. He's God Almighty. He was not made by human hands. He was not made by human hands. We don't even know where he came from and where he's been. There's no search in his understanding. That's the God we serve. Please tell Pandit whatever for me, please. Yeah, we should cancel all the Hindu holidays, Diwali, Pagwa. We should cancel all of them. Yeah. You should come and join us, celebrate Christmas. It's a good season. It's a better season. Sit down, please. Where are we? They talked about God like he was just a mere God, isn't it? Then King Hezekiah and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, cried out in prayer to God. See, anytime you have a problem, don't call Bishop. Cry out in prayer. They cried out in prayer to God in heaven. And then, look at this one. The God that Sennacherib, they were mocking and they were making fun of. When Isaiah and Hezekiah prayed to him, the Bible says that God sent one angel. One. God said, these people don't deserve two angels. They deserve one angel. I like this God. I tell you, I like this God. I like this God. I like this God. I like this God. He sent an angel who destroyed the Assyrian army with all its commanders and officers. One angel, an angel. Ah. You should look at Sennacherib's face. When from nowhere, people were just falling dead. I mean, can you imagine when an angel is killing an army? How is it going to be? Yeah. You just say, you see that, you be vomiting blood. Ah. I mean, I'll run, oh. I'll really run. Because you can't see who is killing these people. And you don't seem to be able to run. Because if you run, the angel will catch up with you. Yeah. When he flaps his wings like this, he's over, sir. That is the God we serve. Who at Christmas time deserves our attention, not black cake. Let me tell you, there's no amount of money that I will ask you to give that can match what God has done for you for the whole year. For those of you who are thinking convention is money and money, it is money, of course, but your money cannot suffice. Your money is not enough to do anything for God. And who says thank you without something? Who says thank you with your mouth? It's some people who don't understand how to say thank you. For all the year, it's just a mouth thank you. Some people don't even say thank you. So God sends one angel and destroys the commanders and officers. So Sennacherib was forced to return home in disgrace to his own land. And when he entered the temple of his God, some of his own sons killed him there with a sword. Yeah. There's nothing painful like seeing your son with a sword juking you like that. He's a stupid idiot. Why are you running and coming back here? Your own sons. That is how the Lord rescued Hezekiah and the people of Jerusalem from Sennacherib of Assyria and from all the others who threatened them.
So there was peace throughout the land. From then on, King Hezekiah became highly respected among all the surrounding nations. Why? How? It's because of this defeat. A greater power that was on his side. Hezekiah and his people did not even raise a sword. God miraculously and supernaturally delivered and gave him victory. It made him become so popular and so known. If you are popular somewhere today, it is God. Is it Shaquille and David? It is God. If you are anybody today, it's God. If you have anything to boast about, anything to be proud of, and many of us have things to be proud about, let me tell you, whatever that makes you feel nice, it's not you. It's God. It's that one who you don't see, who watches over you day in and day out. His name is God. He's the one responsible for you. Almost 365 days. It has been God. Don't let us give the glory and anything we have to anybody or anything. It is God. He made Hezekiah become highly respected. If somebody likes you in life, you should thank God that somebody likes you. Should I repeat?
Yes.
I said, if you ever find anybody who likes you, you should be grateful that somebody likes you in this life. Rather, your mind is on the person who likes you than the person who made the person like you. It seems to take so long for human beings to recognize where their blessings and their favors are coming from. It seems to take so long. The boy who likes you, you are foolish. You have become a fool to the boy. Not only that, it is God who touched the guy's heart to like you. The girl who likes you, it is God who... The Bible says, what have you that you did not receive? Anything you have, you received though. Freely have you received. The Bible says, we receive and we receive all the time free things. Except that it's so difficult for human beings to recognize where the free things are coming from. And we are looking at Hezekiah. He became so known that people started blessing him, giving him offerings. And some of you people give you things for free. You don't even understand why. Yeah, you don't buy shoes. You have somebody who gets you shoes, gives you clothes, gives you this, buys you this. Some of you, your life is like that. You don't even understand where these things are coming from. And when the clothes and the shoes come, you don't even come to church. At least come and show off to us that you have shoes and clothes. The guy became highly respected among all the surrounding nations because God stood by his side. It is God who has been by your side throughout 2019. Since you were born, in fact, it is God who has taken care of you up to the day that you are in today. It is God. And then in verse 24, the Bible says that then Hezekiah became ill. He prayed to the Lord, and the Lord healed him and gave him a miraculous sign. Verse 25. But Hezekiah, like many Christians, did not respond appropriately to the kindness shown him. How can I say thank you? The message for us last night, tonight, and tomorrow night is that many Christians don't know how to say thank you or even forget to say thank you. It's true. And I was telling the church last night that from the country where I was born, even your landlord, you say thank you to him at the end of the year. Your landlord, who actually collects rent from you, you say thank you to him at the end of the year. How much more? Yeah. The Bible says, God who, the Bible says, he will rule the heavens, the sky. He will rule it like a map, a mat. He will, when the day comes when he's destroying the world, he will rule the heavens like a mat.
people don't respond appropriately to the kindness that God shows them. So Christmas time, we have time for everything. Blind, cataract, what? Everything. We have time for cow face. What, cow heel? Cow nose. Tripe. Cow tongue. We seem to have time for everything else but church. People do not respond appropriately to kindness that God shows them. The Bible says that, my soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul, forget not his benefits. Forget not the things that have come into your life from January up to now. It is called benefits. Benefits. You have become a beneficiary of God's goodness and God's kindness. I don't know why you want to sleep at this time that I'm preaching such a good message. Ephesians chapter 2. Tomorrow is Sunday. We are coming, cry. We'll close for our time. We'll close. We'll be back again. As for church days. Oh, totally. Once a year, if you go to church like that, so what? You should go and see how these Hindu people do wedding. They do 1 week wedding. You'll be there 1 week from Monday to whatever. So what's the problem if you have church every night? The next year, we even have convention from the 20th to the 31st. 14 days of convention. Yeah. Is it not Jesus? Is Jesus not the reason for the season? Is that not what we say? Yeah. Jesus is the, if Jesus is the reason for the season. Is that not what everybody say? They say, what? Whatever season's greetings, remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. And then you don't go to church. I mean, what a lie. From January, you see, and then we are so, I don't know who brought family also into Christmas time. You see, we do all kinds of things, but forget him. You, from January to December, you didn't go and visit your grandmother. It's 25th December, you're going to visit your grandmother? You are a past God. You want to sit down and eat as a family. Who lives in your house? Which family do you have? Your mother's fella? Is your family? That your fella that was sexing your mother, is that your family? In Christmas zone, you say, we're having family breakfast. Family? You don't talk about family? That is the more reason why you and I should be in church and be grateful. Because when we look at into our family, our family is not good though. It's not good family. It's half-half. It's cook-up. It's cook-up here. Half here, half here. It's not that that new close family. It's not like that. Mommy, daddy, sister, brother. No. Too many mixes, confusion. True or false? Mikey James, true or false? Ah! The house you live in, who, how many of them is your family really? Who really cares about you in your house there? One of my boys was telling me he lives with some family, and then they bought a very fancy fridge. And they put a code on the fridge. So he doesn't know the code, so he can't go into the fridge. And then Christmas Day, you want to spend time with them and say, I'm spending time with family? Who can give you a coat to a fridge? Fridge that doesn't even have anything anyway. Four-digit code. For a fridge. And at Christmas time, you telling me that you coming to church because you Christmas is for family. Even TV, they should close the TV and keep the code from you. Yeah, Wi-Fi code, they shouldn't give you. The door, they shouldn't give you key to the door. You should sleep outside. The next Christmas, you come to church. So Hezekiah did not respond appropriately. And that's what we are talking about. How can I respond appropriately? And tonight, I just want to give you a few examples of people who also did not respond appropriately. And then tomorrow night, we'll end it up with appropriate response. What do you think? So in Ephesians chapter 2, if you are there, the Bible tells us some wonderful things that has happened to us. He says that he and you, or New Living Translation says what? Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. How many have had some many sins before? Hey. Carla, your hand is not up. Share. You should lift up your legs too. Two legs also. Once we were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He's the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way. All of us used to live that way. None of everybody used to live that way. Everybody. You look so nice today, but all of us used to live that way. Yes. All of us. Doing all kinds of things. Yes. Yeah. Everybody, look at your neighbor. You used to live like that. Today they call you pastor. You are like that. Is it following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature? What you feel, you do. Yeah. And someone told me, like, when I feel like going out, I take myself out. Yeah. What you feel, that's what we used to do. So it means that now what you feel, that's not what you must do. Yeah, if you're going to do whatever you feel, hey, this will be a confused place. Because there are some, you have to slap some people. You have to kiss some people. You got to slap, beat some people on their batty and things. You can't do that. Yeah, spank them. It's not everything you feel now you can do, but that's what we used to do. True or false? True. Yeah. So God has been good to us. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much. That even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. This is a benefit. How do you respond to this? How do you respond to this? The story is told of Joseph. I don't want to go there because of time. But Joseph was put into prison. He was accused of rape. And he met Pharaoh's butler and baker. And the Bible says that they had dreams, and Joseph explained the dreams to them. And when he explained the dreams to them, one was favorable, one was not. God, he said that Pharaoh was going to restore the butler, but the baker would be killed. Not many days after the butler was released from jail, the baker was also released, but he went to face death. And then the butler was restored. So he started pouring wine in the presence of Pharaoh. When Joseph interpreted the dream to them, he told them, please, remember me. But when the butler was released, he forgot. Yeah. One of the ways we don't respond appropriately to God's kindness is to forget. A lot of problems that we go through is because we forget God. You forget where it came from. The guy, you had a dream. And then this guy explained the dream to you and it came to pass. The day you were released, when you went to have your bath and you shaved and you put on your nice clothes, the next thing is that I want to go and say thank you to this guy in jail who explained my dream to me. If it wasn't for him, I would never have had hope that I would ever have been released. That's what many of us do. We forget. We forget. Nabal was also an example of somebody who also did the same thing. David protected him in his days of you know, running away from Saul and all of that. He protected Nabal. And one day he just needed some ration from Nabal. He sent people to go and ask Nabal to give him some little food. David said, "Who is David? Who is David?" And then we may not say who is God, but our actions speaks louder than the words. I remember in my days in Europe as a pastor, I met one of my primary school mates. When we started Lighthouse, that he joined the church. And you know, things were not working well for him. In fact, when I met him, he used to sleep in a shelter. I mean, nice guy. We all went to the same primary school. And of course, after many years, you know, you all part ways. Then I come to Europe. I come to Amsterdam. I'm a pastor. We've started a church a few, you know, years in the course of running the church. Then somebody tells me, "Have you seen this guy? I think he's called Seth. Seth Frimpong." I said, "No." They said, "Oh, he's down here. His life is very miserable." So I went to look for him. He sleeps in a shelter. Shelter. And he has to, for the shelter is such that you have to go into the shelter at 6 o'clock. Otherwise, you have to stand and sleep. No. In Amsterdam. To 6 o'clock. Because there was some church that had some small hall that was trying to be good to people. Because when the temperature is 0 degrees Celsius, when the temperature is minus 8 degrees Celsius, many of you don't understand what I mean by minus. Yeah? It's like when you open your freezer, you go inside there and just live. Then you can't, because sometimes some of them will sleep at bus stops, train stations, because train stations are underground. So you can go underground and lie down somewhere. But when the temperature drops like that, Charlie, by the time the morning comes, you are dead. The people freeze to death. They die by freezing. You catch a fowl cock and put it in a freezer and see what will happen to the fowl cock. He'll freeze to death. So I went looking for him, and I found him. I said, "Hey, Sato." I said, "Hey, Charlie." So what are you doing? He said, "Oh, Charlie, you know, this. He told me all his problems. And his problems stem from the fact that I think he lost his passport. He lost his passport, and he doesn't have money to go to the Ghana Embassy in Belgium, in Brussels, for another passport to go to immigration for his stamp so that he can even get a job. When he lost his passport, it's like he lost his house, everything." So I said, "Oh, Seto in Ghana. Oh, Set Frimpong." So I said, "You come to church." He started coming to church. And there's a lady in the church, nice lady, who had a three-bedroom apartment, and she was alone. So I asked her, you know, pastors and church members, you know, so I asked her and said, "You know what, Charlie, this is my guy. Can you, you know, allow him to, you know, stay in one of your rooms until, you know, he catches himself?" "So, I mean, I don't like these things, but pastor, because of you, I will," you know how people do these things, huh? "So because of you, I'll allow him." So Seth got this nice apartment to live in. They started coming to church. You see, when Seth, but before I got this apartment for him, when we are praying in church, his voice is the only voice you hear higher than anybody else. when we say, oh, let's pray. Hey! You see everybody will be set to be shouting at the top of his voice. Hey! I mean. Yeah. So we managed to organize some money from, you know, the leaders and workers. We put some money together, gave it to him to go to Ghana embassy to, you know, get a train, go to a Ghana embassy in Brussels, even a place to stay, apply for his passport. He went to apply for his passport. The passport got, he got through. The passport was, you know, he got his new passport after, I think, a month or so. He got it. He went to immigration. He got a stamp. And then now he could go around looking for a job. Set has become normal again. Then the church member started telling me that there's a young girl about 18 years old who Seth is bringing in the house. What? So I said, oh, Seth, oh. I mean, mon ami, you know. It's like, I mean, you. So now everything is cool. So you are bringing, and Seto was in his late 30s or so. So bring an 18-year-old somebody's daughter into somebody's apartment that the pastor has begged for you to patch a little bit. And then the lady says, when she talks to Seth doesn't mind her. So she reported to me. I said, oh, really? I can't believe this. Is it Seth? I don't believe this story. Then Seth started skipping Sunday services. Yeah. The one that the lady came to you and said, they said, Pastor, it's finished. I said, why? He said, Seth and the girl fought with me in the house today. Hey! They said, the little girl went to the kitchen, what she was cooking. And then the lady said, don't touch my stove. Don't touch anything in the house. You don't live here. Don't come here again. And it became back and forth. And the small girl took her soup that is on the stove and poured the soup in the kitchen. And she told me, Seth has been smoking weed in my apartment. I said, Pastor, I don't want Seth in my house again. And she said, when I told Seth, I'm going to tell Pastor, Seth said, who? Who's Collins? That's what Seth said. He said, who's Collins? I said, is that what Seth said? He said, Seth said, who is Collins? I said, wow. Seto now is normal. He has his passport. He now has a job. He has an 18-year-old girlfriend who is smoking weed with in an apartment that I arranged for you. Now, when somebody says they are going to report you to me, you say, who is Collins? That's what happens. That's what happens. Seto forgot how it's the church that managed. No, nobody. I don't know. Seth has been in Amsterdam for many years. None of his friends, none of his relatives, nobody saw him and had mercy on him and compassion and helped him to do anything. It was the church. Hezekiah did not respond appropriately to the kindness. That's what people do. Jesus saw 10 lepers. They're asking, they're begging him for help. Jesus, no problem. I can help you. Go and show yourself to the priest. On their way, they realize that their skin has become as fresh as a newborn baby. You know what happened? They went to the place to celebrate. They went to a party to celebrate. They went to a place to rejoice. They forgot. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? And that's what happens to many, 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 many of us. At the end of the year, we think it's normal. 2020 can easily not happen for you. Yes. I told you a story last night about my brother-in-law's sister. Old year's night, many years ago, it's about 20 years ago, she was going out with a fella. Fella was delaying, midnight, dress up, waiting for fella. She said, "Man, I feel sleepy." She said, "Let me lie down a little bit. When fella come, wake me up." Fella came, but she never woke up up to today. Still tired, sleeping. So when we and that is even the deception we have also, that oldest night we'll rather come and give God our nice dress. We in Ghana like going to church oldest night with nice dress, like God is interested in your dress. Is it not Ghana that we say, rent your heart, not your garment? So where's the dressing up on 31st night for? When you don't appreciate God for anything, just that particular night, you come to tell God, you think God is a Nigerian? God is not a Haitian, isn't it? God is not from Port-au-Prince. God is not a Guyanese. God is God. And he looks at people's hearts. And he's calling on us, he's telling us that at the end of a year like this, like the Israelites used to do, they will all go to the priest, to a place, and they'll sacrifice, they'll give sacrifices to honor God for the whole year. Sacrifice for their sins. You see, that's what Job used to do. Job used to offer sacrifices for his children. And we, when Christmas comes, when the end of the year comes, it's very interesting how many people don't have money to pay tithe, but they buy new chairs in their house on Christmas Day. Many people don't have money to give for any cathedral project, but they buy new blinds and cataract. Think about it. Solomon says something. Let me read it and we'll close. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Verse 13. Tomorrow is the last Sunday of the year. Yeah. If I were you, I'll be in church. Mm-hmm. This is the last Saturday of the year. And people should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. It is God's gift for you to be able to eat and drink and enjoy the works of your hands. Many people do things. I was encouraging some young people. You have to start looking for a house to build at the age of 20. Don't build a house when you are 50 years old. Because you will not enjoy it like you want to enjoy it. those of us who are trying to build a house at your 50 plus, 60 plus, you are building it for somebody to come and live inside. The next 25 years, many of us won't be around. If you build something, it is some young brother, young sister, young child who is going to come and enjoy it. This is the right age to build a house so you can live in it for the next 50, 60 years. Don't wait until you are 50 and 60. Now become an old man. Yeah. Now you want to build a house. Bible says to enjoy the work of your hands. It is the gift of God. It's not everybody who's able to enjoy the things they do. If the co-owner or whoever they portray him to be of Cosmos and Grail, if he was going to enjoy any benefits of that restaurant, he's gone. that grace for you to enjoy the rewards of your labor. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. So let us be educated. Let us understand when and how to render unto God all due benevolence. Render unto our Maker and our King thanks and praises for what he has done for us. And this season is a season to do that.
You don't say thank you with your mouth.
And I'm sure that is why in some places people do gift exchange. Because nobody will buy anything for anybody.
Michelle is laughing.
It's true. Nobody buys anything for anybody at Christmas. It's like in the church, who is you? No, we are in the choir. We sing all year. Not an earring.
This is a $200. $50. A chain.
It's sad though. We can't even appreciate one another in the church. How can we even appreciate God? That's what God says. Anybody who says you love me and you hate your brother, you're a liar. Because you have not seen me before. You don't even know where I live.
How can you love me when you have not seen me? You don't know me. You don't know when I'm angry, when I'm not angry. You don't see all of those things. But your brother that you are with, you see all those things. You say you hate him. He said you're a liar. It's because you have not seen me. That's why you say you love me. Because if you see me and you live with me, you probably wouldn't love me anymore.
Lack of appreciation. We do not respond appropriately to the kindness God shows us. I pray that this is the last year that we will behave in a certain way towards God for the good things, the kind things, the nice things that he has given to us. He has blessed us. At least you have life. You still have life. God has been good to you. You celebrated your birthday this year. You didn't say thank you to God. This year, something good, at least one good thing happened to you. By, at least by 31st December, something good must have happened to you that God deserves to be praised and to be glorified about. That you need to bring a sacrifice and bring a thanksgiving offering and give it to God and say, God, you have been good to me for 365 days. Stand to your feet, somebody. Give Jesus a big hand clap. Just thank him right now. Thank God. Thank God for this year. Thank you. Father, we thank you for this year, oh God. What a year. It has its ups and it has its downs. But we are grateful for all things work together for good. All the things that were not nice and the things that are nice, they all work together. The salt and the pepper, the ginger, everything works together for a good meal. We thank you, oh Lord, we bless you. I don't know if I have a set here who can raise his voice and pray and cry out to God. Not because you need God for anything, not because you want something from God, but because you are thankful this evening, that you are grateful to God, that he is the Lord and he's your God. He has been kind to you. He has been kind to you. He has given you all benefits. You have benefited from him. This year, God has been good to you. Le kabroske brendere, makakabara ba kerebe shatabara baba. Masotolo, masotolo, keyelele keyelele kerebe kabra baba. Masoto kovolo bo kebrendere me, mandere me kebrendere, mandere me kebrendere me kebrendere. Makata tabara makabra baba, makabara basuto bolo bo kebrendere. Masata baraba kabra sete baraba kobrono. Yetete, yetete tete. Makore besa kabra na makaya. Makara baraba baba baba. Resete de bere 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 bere. Barade de bere bere aba kabra baba baba. Basete bere bere kebre de de de. Besete. Yes, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Makabra bakabra bakabara basata. Makere be kebre de de de. Ma kerebe kebrerere ya, ma kerebe kebrerere ya, ma kerebe kebrerere ya.
Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. Yes, Lord. Makataya bala baba baba. Yendere me kebre dere me setere me dere. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.